The Storm Lake Tornadoes improved to 2-0 with a 12-0 five-inning win over Denison Sleswig. I'm joined now by the Mark Hansen's Rec Chevrolet GMC of Otable player of the game, Carson Lohman, who went five strong innings, giving up just two hits, seven strikeouts, and one walk. Carson, congrats. Were you feeling good before the ball game? And tell me what your game plan was tonight attacking the Monarchs.
Thanks, Chris. I knew to keep them off balance because they're an all right team, but I made sure to use my curveball and my off speed really well because I know that would work well for me because I don't throw the fastest.
Well, you don't throw the fastest, but what you do is throw strikes. You had one walk that came in the first inning, and then after that walk, you set down six in a row until back-to-back singles. Then your battery mate, Ty Botholt, makes a really heads-up play, catching a pop-up that was dropped. And that started a series of seven straight batters that you retired to finish the game. Talk about this baseball team and what it's like to have such a great defense behind you when you're on the mound.
First off, great play by Ty. Way to be on top of it. And it's not hard at all to pitch knowing you got those guys behind you. I mean, Edgar in center, like he's going to get everything. You don't have to worry about that. Jake at short, Charlie at third, Hunter. It's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, up the middle is very good with Hunter, Jake, and as you said, Edgar, who made a nice running catch in center field here tonight. Carson, congrats Friday night. Sergeant Bluff Luton, good luck to you and the guys.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Carson Lohman, our Rex Chevrolet, Mark Hansen's Rex Chevrolet GMC of Otable player of the game. Let's join our head coach, Michael Knapp. Well, Monday was 12-0-7. Tonight's 12-0-5. Your thoughts on the baseball game?
Yeah, I thought our guys played really well. Monday night we came out flat, couple scoreless innings early, and it took us a while to get going. But tonight, four runs in the first, two in the second, we started off right away, and that was good to see. We kind of asserted our dominance and then controlled the game from nearly the first pitch, which was good to see.
Yeah, and you really took advantage of a starting pitcher for the Monarchs that struggled with his control, couldn't get it across the plate. And sometimes at the plate yourself, you have to be patient and take what the opponent gives you.
Yep. We know we have a deep lineup, nine guys who can do a lot of good things for us. So our whole motto as a team is quality at bats. And tonight it was taking the walks, and I'm really proud of our guys. They were able to take pitches, be patient, and take their free base. That's really good to see.
Yeah, guys up there, they want to swing the bat, but if they're going to give you a walk, take it. And there were four of those in that four-run first inning. Edgar had the big two-run blast. You had two in the second, one in the third, and then you bat around the order for the second time there. Got a couple guys in the pitch hit. What I love seeing that. Give those young guys an opportunity to get a varsity at-bat. And now Sergeant Bluff Luton, talk to me about Friday night, and because you went and scouted them last night.
Yeah, I got a look at them. Good team. They state semifinalists last year. I told our guys, like, this is a great win tonight. Can't be satisfied because we don't get to play state semifinalists very often. So we're looking forward to it. I want our guys to come out ready to go and pay attention to the little things because those could make a big difference when you're playing a good team like them.
And your pitching plan Friday night?
Yeah, we're going to go Jake Edey. We kept Charlie under Monday night, so he's ready. And we wanted to get to Braxton Jensen and Jake White tonight, but short game didn't get them a chance, so we're confident that we got a lot of guys ready to go.
And for Tornado baseball fans, Monday at Lamar's Galen has been moved to Thursday the 25th.
Yep, Monday, that's correct. Monday's game at Galen going to Thursday.
Any reason why? Is it their field? I know Remsen's field having an issue or something.
I didn't get real, maybe in-depth. I was looking at some stuff, and I think they have maybe a couple golfers qualify for something Monday. So,
all right.
A couple starters, good players for them. So I think that could have something to do with it.
Well, we'll oblige and see him on the 25th. And, Michael, I'll see you Friday night.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Michael Knapp, Storm Lake Tornado head coach, his team 2-0 on the season. Thanks for coming up, guys. Much appreciated.